Ready for a new and exciting career challenge? At DHL Supply Chain, you're part of a team committed to creating innovative solutions for some of the biggest brands in the world. We're recognized as a best place to work, where people are valued, supported, and respected. DHL Supply Chain is hiring for a wide range of salaried operational and functional roles. Previous experience in logistics is welcome, but not required. All opportunities, no boundaries. DHL Supply Chain. Apply today at joindhl.com.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Walmart Plus members save on meeting up with friends. Save on having them over for dinner with free delivery with no hidden fees or markups. That's groceries, plus napkins, plus that vegetable chopper to make things a bit easier. Plus, members save on gas to go meet them in their neck of the woods. Plus, when you're ready for the ultimate sign of friendship, start a show together with your included Paramount Plus subscription. Walmart Plus members save on this, plus so much more. Start a 30-day free trial at walmartplus.com. Paramount Plus, essential plan only. Separate registration required. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions.
Thanks for listening to the Hit That Line podcast network. You can now download our new app in the iTunes or Google Play Store. Listen anytime and anywhere on your favorite mobile device. Just search Hit That Line now. Subscribe to the Hit That Line podcast network. Y'all ready for this? This is the Gimme the Hogs Chuck podcast presented by Weichert Realtors, the Griffin Company.
Just when I thought I was out, they pulled me back in.
He is a loathsome, offensive brute. Yet I can't look away.
This is the business we've chosen.
I've had some really good pitchers here. I've had some really good staffs. I haven't had this much depth, probably. You know, if everybody stays healthy, and we got another guy or two coming down the pike that haven't thrown yet. So, you know, that's the difference. It's the depth. The starting pitching, I've had some before, but maybe not as many guys that come out of the pen that can hold you down. But it's been great watching it.
Hey, it's spring break week as we welcome you into the Gimme the Hogs Chuck podcast presented by Weichert Realtors, the Griffin Company, and brought to you in part by the Bet Saracen app. Some are away this week, and some aren't. Some are gone to warm places. Some are gone to the ski slopes, and some are sitting at home. And it's just kind of that way during spring break week. Whatever your situation is, for many, it's just a regular work week. We're glad you're here. We got some stuff to get into as we begin the new week. There's baseball. Razorbacks had a great weekend. Swept Missouri. We're going to talk about that in just a moment. In fact, we're going to hear from Dave Van Horn in just a moment. Basketball. The aftermath. For many, the season goes on. The NCAA tournament field announced yesterday. For the Razorbacks, it's over. And there have already been some players who have entered their names into the transfer portal. There may be some more. It's going to be an interesting week, certainly going to be an interesting few weeks around the Razorback basketball program. We'll certainly touch on that. The season is not over for the Razorback women's team. Perhaps you're like me and you've never heard of the Women's Basketball Invitational Tournament. It's brand new. Arkansas is going to play in it. We'll talk about that as we move along. First, though, baseball. Razorbacks had a great weekend. Beat Missouri. Three straight times. They sweep a conference series. I think I read it's like the sixth time they've swept a series on conference opening weekend. The last times they played at Baum Stadium. It's some kind of stat. They've been dominant at home is the bottom line. They were this weekend. 23-1, the combined score over Mizzou. They finally scored in the seventh inning of the ball game yesterday. Guy hit a home run. Arkansas pitchers had thrown 25 2/3 innings of scoreless baseball, which is pretty remarkable whatever level you're at. This is what Dave Van Orn had to say when the weekend was over.
It's a really good weekend for us. You know, we pitched extremely well, obviously. They scored one run all weekend, pitched out of a couple of jams. But we also fielded the ball. We didn't make an error all weekend. You know, we stole one base maybe. I think that's all we attempted. Pitched and played defense and had some timely hits, and a good way to start off conference play. You got to take care of your park, you know. You got to win at home, and the real good teams went on the road. So we're going to be challenged this weekend by Auburn, and, you know, I don't know if they won today. I don't know if they did. I thought I saw that they might have lost. We'll be going into a tougher environment and a team that's fighting. So it'll be a big challenge. But that, you know, winning, I didn't know we'd swept six times. See, winning the series, but sweeps are hard. Good for our guys.
Mason Molina started yesterday, got the win, went 5 1/3 innings, 10 strikeouts. Just another great outing for a Razorback starting pitcher. No midweek games this week. They'll continue conference play Friday at Auburn. Auburn's pretty good, ranked. So it'll be a stiffer test for the Razorbacks as they hit the road next week. All right, let's talk a little bit of basketball here as we continue along on the Gimme the Hogs Chuck podcast. The season's over. Razorbacks beat Vanderbilt in overtime, lost to South Carolina, and that was that. Hopped on a plane, headed home, and the season was done. Already three players have announced that they are entering the transfer portal. Joseph Pinion, Denaje Harris, and Keon Menifield have all announced that they are leaving. I can tell you, as the season wore on, in my mind anyway, it was pretty evident that that was going to happen. So no real surprises there. I think for a lot of people, the question now is, does Caleb Battle come back? Does Tremon Mark come back? Does Devo come back? All of those are going to be questions that will be answered as we move along. I don't know if we're going to have an immediate answer to all of this. You know, it would not surprise me to see players, not just for the Razorbacks, but for other teams, enter the transfer portal and weigh their options, so to speak, much in the same manner players weigh their options when they declare for the NBA draft and then have a period in which they can change their minds. You know, there was a time when a coach, generally speaking, had a rule that, hey, when you enter the portal, that was it, man. Once you said, I don't want to be here anymore, or I'm not as committed as I was before, you know, once they enter their name, they're done. I don't know that you can be as rigid about that now. So I just think there are a lot of things that are going to transpire over the course of the next few weeks. I don't necessarily know that we're going to have an answer to all this stuff when Friday rolls around. Musk was pretty emphatic at the end of the season, or at the end of the game, I guess, last Thursday, in terms of where his head is.
I mean, this is new territory. This, you know, right now the season ending stings. I have not been in this position, you know. Hopefully, the program's not. Hopefully, we're playing deeper in this tournament. But more importantly, hopefully, we're playing in NCAA tournaments. It's a new experience for me, and one that I hope our group of players that will be here next year and the coaching staff, you know, we certainly hope that, you know, we're back making tournament runs, not just making the tournament. So a unique, a different feeling right now than what many of us have experienced. I'm probably more motivated right now at this moment than I ever have been. So, yeah, I can't wait to work.
Now, I know there are a lot of questions swirling around whether or not Muss is going to be back. I don't put much credence in all of that. I think it's the season for, at least in some cases, things other than the basketball itself. Obviously, the NCAA tournament is going to be the focal point in the college basketball world for the next several weeks. But it's also contract season for coaches. It's portal season for players, contract season for coaches. I think there's a lot of maneuvering. There are a lot of maybe agents that, you know, put little feelers out that may or may not be exactly on the mark, all designed to make their client more money. I look at what Nate Oates just signed for down at Alabama, one of the top five highest paid coaches in college basketball. Alabama's never even made the Elite Eight. you know? So I know other coaches are paying attention to that. So that may or may not be at play here. I suspect it's at play a lot of places. But, you know, these are things, again, that will sort themselves out over the course of the coming days. What I heard and what Muss said after the ball game Thursday, and what I believe from the things that I've heard him say around his team, is that he'll be the coach of the Razorbacks next year. Now, I'm not silly enough or foolish enough in this era to say, you know, I absolutely guarantee you nothing's going to happen that's going to change that. You know, we see things all the time that we never saw coming. But I don't see a scenario right now, today, by which Muss is not the coach. But clearly everything's fluid in college athletics these days. Hey, it's fluid in the housing market, too. And that's why I always recommend my friends at Weikert Realtors, the Griffin Company. Because these are full-time real estate professionals. These are people that follow the market every day. And, you know, you turn on the radio or watch television or you read your phone. And, you know that there are lots of people with lots of opinions on the housing market. You want to partner with someone, whether you're a buyer or a seller, that understands your market, your situation, listens to you, knows your goals, and helps you get there. You've got goals if you're a buyer. You've got goals if you're a seller. And all of those things come into play when you look at the overall experience. And I can tell you from my experience with Weikert Realtors, the Griffin Company, it was a smooth process. I know they took care of a lot of things that I didn't even realize they were taking care of, particularly early in the game. But what I came to find was they were true pros in every respect. And I think that'll be your experience as well. They've got offices in Northwest Arkansas. They're in in Washington County. They're in Benton County. They're in the River Valley. Offices in Fort Smith. You hear us talk about the one in Branson. They've got a great selection of homes in all of those places. You can check it out at WeikertGriffin.com.
Ready for a new and exciting career challenge? At DHL Supply Chain, you're part of a team committed to creating innovative solutions for some of the biggest brands in the world. We're recognized as a best place to work, where people are valued, supported, and respected. DHL Supply Chain is hiring for a wide range of salaried operational and functional roles. Previous experience in logistics is welcome, but not required. All opportunities, no boundaries. DHL Supply Chain. Apply today at joindhl.com.
Dogs are an important part of our lives, and keeping them protected is a top priority, especially against nasty parasites. That's why you gotta check out NexGard Plus, ofoxaconazole, moxidectin, and pyrantel chewable tablets. NexGard Plus chews provide one-and-done monthly protection that kills fleas and ticks, prevents heartworm disease, plus it treats and controls roundworms and hookworms. That's a whole lot of protection packed into a delicious beef-flavored, soft chew designed to make monthly dosing easy and enjoyable. So the next time you're at the vet, ask about NexGard Plus Chews. They're the one-and-done monthly parasite protection you want for your dog. Use with caution in dogs with a history of seizures or neurologic disorders. Dogs should be tested for existing heartworm infection prior to starting a preventive.
If a friend asks how you're doing, and you say,
I'm okay.
When the truth is,
I don't want my problems to burden anyone.
Or you say,
hang in there.
Because
if I ask for help, they'll just think I'm weak.
Then this is your sign to call, text, or chat. 988 for free, confidential support. Anytime. You don't have to hide how you feel.
Walmart Plus members save on meeting up with friends. Save on having them over for dinner with free delivery with no hidden fees or markups. That's groceries, plus napkins, plus that vegetable chopper to make things a bit easier. Plus, members save on gas to go meet them in their neck of the woods. Plus, when you're ready for the ultimate sign of friendship, start a show together with your included Paramount Plus subscription. Walmart Plus members save on this, plus so much more. Start a 30-day free trial at walmartplus.com. Paramount Plus, essential plan only. Separate registration required. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions.
I just want you to know, Chuck, I've been thinking about you.
BetOnline continues to be your number one source for all your basketball wagering needs, including pro and college hoops throughout the year. With up-to-the-minute odds, stats, and trends, you can follow your favorite team's path to the playoffs with in-game live betting, contests, and all the best player props. Experience the world's best wagering platform anytime from your desktop or mobile device. Head to BetOnline today to become part of the team. And remember to use the promo code BELIEVE for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, the game starts here.
The basketball season may be over for the men, but for the women, it continues. I don't know how many people saw this coming. I thought there was a chance Arkansas would play in the WNIT. Frankly and honestly, I did not know the WBIT even existed. The WNIT is still out there. They announced a 48-team field yesterday. Now, they are owned and operated by a private company. The WBIT is a 32-team tournament, and it is run by the NCAA. And essentially, you know, on the men's side, you've got the NCAA tournament, you've got the NIT, and I think it's still called the CBI. My guess from the outside looking in, and apparently the WBIT is the women's basketball equivalent to the CBI on the men's side. And Arkansas is going to the WBIT, long story short. They're going to play at Tulsa later this week, Thursday night. Tulsa's pretty good. They were good in their conference, and it's a home game for them. I have no idea what's going to happen. But Arkansas is 18-14, and I am assuming the portal's out there for them, too. I'm assuming they're good to go in that respect. Otherwise, they wouldn't have accepted this invitation. But at any rate, they're going to play on Thursday at Tulsa in the opening round of the 32-team WBIT. Hey, they're getting ready at the Bet Saracen app, baby. It's going to be rocking as we move through the next month. If you want to be ready for the NCAA tournament, you got to download the Bet Saracen app. There's lots of stuff going on out there. And we're talking about all kinds of tournaments, not just the NCAA. You can find odds on some of the more obscure college basketball games, men's and women's. And that's one of the things that makes the Bet Saracen app fun. They do find ways to make it interesting. You've got opportunities to place wagers on Arkansas teams and Arkansas players, and that makes it fun. It makes it Vegas, Arkansas style. And that's why, if you want to get right down to it, the Bet Saracen app's Arkansas's favorite sports betting app. I know there are a lot of national sports betting apps, but I also know there are laws in our state that keep a good number of them from operating in our state. So if you want to be the best prepared, and if you just want to have the most fun, you need to download the Bet Saracen app. They've got a how-to-play video. They'll get you ready to roll with the Bet Saracen app. NCAA tournament, I guess, officially starts tomorrow night, with the first four. It begins in earnest on Thursday. Some people have brackets, and they make you fill out that first four. Some of them essentially give you the first four, and the bracket's based on 64 teams. I know a lot of people are going to be filling them out. I know people are going to be working on them as we move through the next couple of days. But this is a great time of year. Thursday for a lot of people is like a national holiday. Thursday and Friday are the games, or the days rather, where you want to watch all the games. You want to watch teams play that you would otherwise never watch. Probably never seen them a single time during the regular season. But you think UAB might beat San Diego State in a 12-5 game. Or, and this is my upset. This is my one upset pick in the opening round of the NCAA tournament. 12th-seeded McNeese State, coached by Will Wade. They upset 5th-seeded Gonzaga in the opening round. That is my one and only upset special for the opening round of the NCAA tournament. It ought to be a lot of fun. I know people are going to be filling out brackets as we move through the week. We're going to watch it too. We'll be back later in the week. Until then, thanks for listening.
Subscribe to the Gimme the Hogs Chuck podcast. Go to hitthatline.com or search Hit That Line wherever you listen to podcasts. Don't forget to rate, review, and share.
This podcast has been presented by Bet Online.
This podcast is an exclusive property of Pearson Broadcasting. It may not be copied, reproduced, modified, published, uploaded, reposted, transmitted, or distributed in any way without Pearson Broadcasting's prior written consent.
The South Dakota Stories, Volume 7. My trip to South Dakota was the best summer ever. Now I don't need to go to Mars because I've been to the Badlands. And I caught a bigger walleye than Dad when we went to the Missouri River. Then I rode my bike through these huge rocks called needles. Ooh, I also saw my first herd of bison, even a fuzzy furry baby one. I can't wait to go back and see more. There's so much South Dakota, so little time.
Hey parents, Greenlight is here to take one big thing off your to-do list, teaching your kids about money. With a Greenlight debit card and money app of their own, kids and teens learn to earn, save, and invest. You can send money instantly, set flexible controls, and get real-time notifications of your kids' money activity. Set up chores and put allowance on autopilot to reward them for their hard work. Then learn about the world of money together. Get 1 month free when you sign up at greenlight.com/podcast.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
What does innovation sound like? It sounds like the luxury of being in the moment with your customer, client, or patient. It sounds like having the right information right when you need it. It sounds like being at your best for your customers and your business. Thanks to Hyland's intelligent content solutions that improve digital processes, innovators everywhere are able to do their thing better, whatever that thing is. Now, who doesn't like the sound of that? Hyland, for innovators everywhere, visit Hyland.com.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.